Peiros onto gold. The Shamashitra is gold is never called coins. Even a gay to Peiros, gold is called Peiros, not money. What's the raya? The Yomer of Yechon Yechonin said, Osa Lilvois Dinner be Dinner. You're not allowed to borrow money on a golden coin to pay back a golden coin. Osa Lilvois Dinner be Dinner. Shema Yoki, afraid maybe the golden coin will be worth more later. And when you return, you're giving back more than you took. The other, they're ribbis. Or the Dinner Zov Kamar. And we're talking about a golden coin. So here you see, a golden coin is not called money. A golden coin is called like Peiros. Because Peiros, you're not allowed to lend Peiros to give back Peiros. That's called saw the saw. With the Rabbanon and Sosa, if you need to lend you a bushel of apples, I'm going to ask you to pay me back a bushel of apples later. We have to be afraid maybe when you pay back later, it'll be worth more. You give me back more than I gave you. See also, that Rabbi Yochanan says you're not allowed to lend silver coins, golden coins for golden coins. Now, dinner demai. What type of dinner are we talking about over here? Later, if you want to tell me dinner shakesa, the silver coin, the dinner shakesa, the gabi nashim, iklam on the yom lafti behevi. Is there anybody that holds silver to silver is not called coins? That everybody agrees. That a silver coin is called coin, it's called money. Maybe it's only a problem, silver against gold, what's called money. But silver by itself for sure is called money. Elap shita din rishal zov. That Rabbi Yochanan is talking about now, this dinner of gold, the golden coin. The dinner shal zov, you're not allowed to borrow a golden coin to return a golden coin. Ulaman, who is Rabbi Yochanan saying this in? Ilav beisilil, because according to Rabbi Silil, who amri tivhevi, beisilil says, a golden coin is called money. So if it's called money, you're allowed to borrow money for money. I'm allowed to lend you $10 to give me back $10. How could Rabbi Yochanan say it's also? El alav le beishamai. Rabbi Yochanan is going according to beishamai shita. Ushvamin, here it's a good proof that Rabbi Yochanan, who the yom, Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says, Ein mechalalin. Rabbi Yochanan holds according to beishamai, golden coins is never called money. It's always called peiros. Therefore, you're not allowed to take your regular peiros of Meister Sheni and be putting them onto golden coins. Because golden coins is always called like peiros. And you can't be mechalo peiros onto peiros. Tomorrow says, Lord, there's no proof. L'yerlim, really, I'll tell you, Ein melech Rabbi Yochanan, the yom mechalalin. If Yechon is the one that says, no, maybe the Rabbi Shammai agrees that you are allowed to take regular fruits and be pegged them onto golden coin. A golden coin, even Rabbi Shammai would agree, is called money by itself. Says so, how come here Rabbi Yechon says you're not allowed to lend a golden coin to pay back a golden coin? Vishani halvor. By halvor, it's different lending. Kivon linye mekachem emcher. Shavi rabbonin ki peri. Since friends for business deals, gold is called like Paris. You don't do business deal with gold. You do it with silver. Rashi says, and we'll see a girl. I said, "Keep in the nekachem emcha." Shavu rabbanu kipayru, because not like we learned before. Hazov kainas akesa. It says in our Mishnah that gold you could buy silver. You see, for buying purposes, gold is called like Paris. And so, since for buying purposes, gold is called like Paris, so therefore shavu rabbanu kipayru, and therefore the Armenu we say iyo niyu diyoker vizil legab iyo niyu diyoker vizil legabi havor nami peri heavy. That we say what? This is what gets worth more and gets worth less. So God be halvor to lending, gold is called like Paris. Therefore, now that I lend a golden coin to be paid back with a golden coin. That's only for Yisrael halvor. But when you want to be paid, you're nice and shiny. If you have your apple that's nice and shiny, it could be that even if Yechon agrees, you have a right to be paid, the Paris of nice and shiny aren't the golden coins. Because a golden coin by itself is called money. It's only gold against silver is called Paris, the gold. And therefore, when you buy gold for silver, if you're paying with silver, you can't buy it. Silver's called the money. If you're paying with gold to get silver, there it's chal. Gold is called peiros. Since for nekach hamemcha, it's called like peiros, therefore, with the Issa halvor, the Rabbanim were also machmer. You're not allowed to lend a golden coin, I'm not to pay back a golden coin. Because it may look like ribbis. Then echanami, really by itself, a golden coin is called money, even according to Beishamai, and therefore if you have Paris of Meister Sheni, you could be part of the Paris onto golden coins. The Gemara says, Hochinam Mesav, this is the floor also. Tichiyosi Ravon, when Ravon came, Omer Rabbi Yechon, said the name of Rabbi Yechonin. Afal Pisham, even though it was said, Osta Lilvois Dinner Be Dinner, you're not allowed to borrow a golden coin. For a golden coin, like we're saying, it looks like Peri for Peri, you're not allowed to borrow Paris to give back Paris. Avo, it says clearly here, Avo Mechalalin Maisesheni Alov. But if you have Peiros of Maisesheni, and you have a golden coin, you're allowed to be pointed the Maisesheni onto the money. Shema Mina, there is a clear proof that even though you hold for Havor, you can't borrow gold for gold, but you're allowed to be pointed the Maisesheni on it. Therefore, you have no right what Rabbi Yechon holds. Could be Rabbi Yechon holds that Beishamai would agree he could be pointed the Maisesheni onto golden coins. And Rabbi Yechon is only Machmir by Havor. Shema Mina, there's no proof.
Toshma, come on, bring another proof. It says, ha poirit seller. Mi moist maise sheni. If you want exchange, you have money of maise sheni, and you went into Yerushalayim now, and you want to make into small change, like to buy food for the maise sheni. So, beshama yermim, bechola seller moist. All the story, you have to exchange and get some money from it. So Rashi says like this again, that ha poirit seller moist maise sheni. Mi shi yesh loy moist nechoshes, shom maise sheni. Somebody has copper coins of maise sheni. Or bowl of perutum is still, he wants to change it over now into a silver coin. Now, Loisim Yerushalayim, take it up to Yerushalayim, because it weighs much less. He has like a ton of copper coins, he has a ton of pennies, and he wants to change it over into a quarter, into a dime. So, Beishama Yermim, Bechola Selamois. Rashi means, in bowl of perutum, Yifrat Kulam, you have to change over all your pennies. Vyitim Mois, Ashur Kola Selam. You have to take money for all of it. Well, Beisilay Minol Lo Yifrat, Elechetion, you only should divide over half of it. Because when you get to Yerushalayim with the pennies, with the copper coins, you'll be able to buy right away. When you get to Yerushalayim, you sell the protos. If you only have copper coins, if you only have silver coins, you have to change them over into copper coins to use it. So therefore, we want you to always to have at least half of copper coins with you. It should be on hand. So again, Toshima. If you want to exchange your copper coins into silver coins, you have to change it all over into silver coins. Well, they still let me know, one shekel is what you can make into silver, the other shekel you have to use into copper. Now, hashtula beishamai, legabe priti, mechalinon, that you could be mechalo from copper onto silver, legabe dhavami boi, isn't it? I mean, if you could be poida the paris onto copper coins, isn't it for sure that you could be poida them onto golden coins? Mara says no, maybe that's no proof, like we had before. Shani Priti, could be copper coins are better. The Yaswa, the Sagin, because there are places that they use copper coins, Harifi, it's worth much more. Therefore, could be copper is better than gold. So you can't bring any proof. The fact that it says here, it could be paid to the payers onto copper coins. That who was in, you could do it onto golden coins, maybe no. It could be, maybe gold is better than silver. All right, we'll stop here. You are holding daf mem hei yomar aleph. Almost 10 lines down. Lishnachrino. Another lashon was like this. Lishnachrino. Amri lo Rabbi Yochanan. Amri lo. We say like this. Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish. Staka machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish. That chadama one learned machloikis. Where was the machloikis between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? Again, if you have this moyes of Maaseh Sheni, if you have these sloyim, if you have these silver coins, and now you want to change them over into gold coins. So one says, Machloikis bisloyim al dinyan. The Machloikis is, if you have the silver coins of Maaseh Sheni, in other words, first you applied your peiros onto silver coins, and now you want to change over again the silver coins into gold coins. That's the Machloikis. The Beis Shammai, Sava Beis Shammai holds the svar is, HaKesev Anupshat. Not that gold is not called coins, is not called Kesef. No, gold is also called money. But the reason why Beis Shammai says you can't be mechalo the kesef, the first coin, onto the second coins of gold, is what is the gzeras hakosav. That ha kesef vidashin kesef rishin, v'loy kesef sheni. That when you poid the maise sheni, it could only be poided with one time onto money once, and not onto two times the money. And Rashi says, kesef rishin, shechalauta peres aleyim, hatatzor lotzor biyotcho, olohilich. You have to take that money up to Yerushalayim. And you can't be mechalal that kesef al kesef achar. That's the way Beis Shammai darshins. V'tzartu ha-kesef v'yadecho. That kesef you have to take with you to Yerushalayim. U'beisil u'sarvi beisil holds though ha-kesef. The pasuk says ha-kesef is ha-kesef kesef ribuy. It's bimarba. Rashi says kesef yiserik sivaparsha. It says an extra time the word kesef. It comes to include that you could be paid the money onto money. V'yafilu kesef sheni. They could even be paid the first money onto second money. Al will pay us. But the question, if you have the actual fruits of Maaseh Sheni, that you want to be paid to them al dinrin, onto golden coins, the rehako mechalinon. Everybody holds you could be mechalu. That golden coins is called money. The akati kesef rishino, because that's called the first time you be mechalu, it's good. That's the way one of them learned. The chadama, the other one learned, no, that af the peiros al dinrin, even when you have the actual fruits of Maaseh Sheni and you want to be poured onto golden coins, not the machlokes. It's also the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That Beis Shammai says even that you can't do.
In other words, this mandium holds that gold and coins is not called kesef, it's not called money, it's called peri, and it can't be machal of peris and peris. Now the Gemara says, well, the mandium, according to this mandium, that sloyim al dinyo machlaikis, though machlaikis says you can be poidom, the first money onto second money. If so, adamiflagi be sloyim al dinyin. Why is the machlaikis only if you have silver coins onto golden coins? Liflagi be sloyim al sloyim. They should even argue if you have silver coins that you were first poided with the Maaseh Sheni, and now you want to be poided with that silver coin onto a different silver coin. That should be the machlokes. According to Beis Shammai, even that should not be good, because it's called Kesef Sheni. Gemara says true, but if they would have only argued if you could be poided the coins of silver onto another coin of silver, Havamina, I would have thought to say, Hani Mili. Like when does Beis Shammai say it's no good? Sloyim al sloyim. Abu Bisloyim al Dinru Moidu Luhu, Beisilla Beis Shammai. Maybe if I cared, when does Beisilla say it's okay that you can be poida, money onto money, only if they're both silver coins, because both of them is called money. That's good. Abu Bisloyim al Dinrin, but if you want to be poida your silver coins onto golden coins, Moidu Luhu Beisilla Beis Shammai, maybe Beisilla will agree to Beis Shammai, to the Haba Lagabe Kaspa Peruheve, that gold, the Gaya to silver is called like Paris. And you can't be paid your money onto Paris. That's why it wants to let us hear not like that. It wants to teach us, no, that according to Beis Hillel, even gold is also called coins, it's called money. Therefore, you're allowed to be mechalel your silver coins onto the gold coins. That's why it has to say it even by gold coins. Toshma, come in here. It says, Alocha ha-poirit sela. Let's say you came up to Yerushalayim. You brought your money of Maaseh Sheni to Yerushalayim, and you had it in silver coins. And now in Yerushalayim, you want to change it over into copper coins to use it for the usage to buy things with. If you want to, you could exchange the whole silver coin and get all of it into copper coins if you want to. You could do that. Yeah. If you want to change over all the silver coins into copper coins, you have the right. Oh, they still learn, the still says no. The shekel kesef, the shekel mois. One shekel's worth, you could change, you have to keep it still in silver. And the other shekel, that you could change over into copper coins. Rashi says, oh, they still learn, leyachlev al chatzoyin. Koshem al yishoy biir, maybe you won't stay in Yerushalayim so long. Hachiyotzi eskul until you'll spend all the money. And what you do is v'yafkud b'irad regal acher, and you leave over the money in Yerushalayim. Now v'yaprutois misapshois. If you can leave it over in copper, copper gets ruined. And if you can change it back into silver, so then the exchanger will make money on the deal. Therefore, Basila says, always only change over right now half of your silver, but half of it leave in silver, just in case you're not going to use all the money now in Yerushalayim. So you put the silver coins away, that stays. But if you change it all over into copper coins, we're afraid maybe you won't use it all up now. So you want to make a picot and you want to leave it, and that will get ruined. Therefore, they still says like an Eitzah Tova, don't change over all your money right away. So it says like this, Hashta Kaspa Legabe Priti Mechalinan. If you want to tell me silver onto copper coins, it could be Mechalil. Volei Arminian, we do not say Kesef Rishim, like Kesef Sheni. If you're telling me now,